brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Reporters David Knight and Jakari Jackson in studio with us. I know that XM and some other stations join us in the first hour, but also in the second and third. So some stations are joining us now. And, gentlemen, how would you recap for people that just tuned in the state of the all-out war on the Second Amendment and then watching the microcosm of how the Bloomberg Wall Street, I mean, it's the corporations trying to take our guns so they can get all the corporate welfare. Watching the Bloomberg machine here in Austin is a microcosm for the rest of the country, and the solid wall of deception, and then Martinez gets off script, the mayor pro tem, and says, well, we're going to register now, then we'll get your guns later. David Knight?
Yeah, there's a lot of deception with this. The whole thing is based on deception and saying, if you believe this, you're a conspiracy theorist and you're paranoid. But when you really scratch them, when you get them really upset, when you get them fired up, they say something like Martinez did. And what you can see with this crowd shot that we've got there is something that's exactly the opposite of what KHOU had. KHOU was saying that it was these two Second Amendment activists who were disrupting the crowd, but they were just silently standing there, and it was the crowd that was crowding around them and holding signs in front of them and in back right. of them. We got a clip of that, and we got a clip of the guy talking. He was very calm. And it was a guy in the back that started screaming profanities at a really loud voice. And at that point, Arcevedo and the other cops converged on these two guys. And they were watching them. They weren't watching to protect them from the other crowd.
And this has happened to me. And this whole Bloomberg group is just all under globalist control and city control. It's happened to me all over the country where they have somebody come over and yell and scream. And then the cops come in on you. And then later you see that person leave with them.
Well, it's very telling because, you know, you have Bloomberg with his demand plan. And these are moms who demand an action. I mean, it's all coming from the same people. It's the same attitude. And it's the nanny state.
First you get the women.
Yeah.
Then you've got the children. Right. So follow the men, Adolf Hitler.
They're making demands on us. And it's the nanny state, this kind of nanny attitude. And, of course, they're going to be natural allies with moms. You know, we're going to kind of fit into that whole nanny state thing.
Yeah, well, there's another name. They're called house slaves.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, that's the Roman model. I mean, I've got the manuals. These are house slaves.
Mm-hmm.
They're there. The government's their buddy, and they're going to tell the men what to do.
Right, right, right.
I mean, the Bible says the ultimate tyranny, women will be set on top of you. And that's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing against women. The women get totally enslaved in it. Look at where women are in this society. Totally depressed, pure sex objects now. The opposite of what they claim they didn't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Jakar, we're going to break. Tell us about some of the clips we've got coming up that the great crew's in there running.
Well, coming up, we have the clip David was just alluding to where the crowd starts yelling at the two guys who were peacefully protesting, and Acevedo and some other police officers come in. And also, we'll show you some crowd comparisons to this most recent Moms Demand action rally versus some of the other
that
rallies.
Is banker collaborators demand we be their slaves.
Yeah, they're saying that they don't want your guns, but when Martinez says, yeah, we're going to take your guns, everybody starts cheering and clapping. And we have more. We have Acevedo's view on registration, and Acevedo also criticizing constitutional sheriffs. I think that's going to be
And then after we do that, we'll play Biden saying, oh, the Secret Service is coming to get you. The bill says they'll have law enforcement power in the states and go after people, sheriffs that don't do what they're told. And then they just hope you don't. In fact, I had that in yesterday's stack. Can somebody from the crew get me the article about, I think it was a Kurt Nemo article, Secret Service prepares. I think it was Colorado up in arms over bill to send Secret Service after sheriffs.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheriffs are speaking up.
It's Hickenlooper in Colorado. Governor Hickenlooper is pushing, is on the side of that bill.
But, I mean, what do you call that when they just lie about everything?
Deception. That's the only term I could come up to describe that.
Well, it's propaganda. You know, it's the sort of thing where you tell, it doesn't matter what you say as long as you repeat it enough and loudly enough. And you ridicule the other side.
Well, that's another Hitler quote.
Yeah, right. Right. And so it doesn't matter that we link to the documents, right?
Doesn't matter it's on the federal government's own site. Doesn't matter it's a bill being debated in Colorado. Biden gets up and goes, that doesn't exist.
They do the same thing the mom said. They hold their signs up in front of it to say something else. Well, the same thing they did to the Second Amendment.
Well, they yell at you and bump into you, and then the cops come over onto you.
Right.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Can you imagine how they're going to act once they get our guns? I mean, they're literally going to have us in slave camps. They said they are. We'll be back with the city councilman saying, we'll get your guns after registration.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply. With eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, a full-out, total 360-degree attack is going on in the entire Bill of Rights, states' rights, First Amendment, Second Amendment. They're arresting people all over the country for filming police in public. 5 years, 10 years, 20 years in jail. $85 billion a month to foreign banks. They can't believe they've gotten away with this. And now they're going full tilt boogie, just using the 20 dead children, ignoring, you know, medical neglect killing hundreds of thousands a year, all the rest of it. The drones killing hundreds of children a week. I'm just saying, it's your fault, gun owners. You need to give us your guns and just be reasonable. We don't want your guns, even though everywhere we get control after we register, we do take them. I mean, look at New York. They've taken everybody's guns. Chicago. Look at Europe. It's the same plan. Register, then confiscate. And City Councilman Mike Martinez, Mayor Pro Tem, fast track with Bloomberg, just like our police chief who was there with him, if you're listening around the country, yesterday, press conferences with Biden. I mean, he's up there talking, folks. He's not just a police chief behind him, because he is slick. I've said privately, either this guy is a silver-tongued psychopath, or he's actually a good guy. But I said, I think he's a bad guy. And I've said that. I've even told him that in the hallway. And he's like, no, I'm not. I came from Cuba in tyranny. I don't want to live under it. But the fact is, Acevedo knows what he's doing. And he may have lied to himself or whatever. Well, this is the way it's going. I'll just go along with it. But my crew was there, and this is a guy being brought in by Bloomberg, really to be one of the main spokesmen against us now. Because Austin is a key city, ladies and gentlemen, fastest growing, wealthiest in the country per capita, the heart of Texas. It's part of the UN Agenda 21. They call it the Tri-City Map to take over the state via Austin. It's the capital. And this video, I'm going to have our reporters break it down because we've got eight clips here and eight different angles of deception. David Knight, who was there with Jakari Jackson, this was this weekend, and we finally got around to looking at the footage a few days ago as the guys have been busy with other news. Break down, well, first let's play the clip, and then we'll get David Knight and Jakari Jackson's take on it, and then walk through these other clips. But here is the Austin City Council member to a guy that has a sign for new listeners saying, stop gun ban. And he says, hey, we're not going to ban guns right now. This is not an assault. This is not a Tet Offensive. You know, don't run, we are your friends. This is not an assault at the Waco compound. But after we do this, which is gun registration, you will need that sign because we are going to do that. You'll need that sign to which the crowd roars. And Martinez has already said, shut down the gun shows, you know, ban the guns before. So this is their plan. They say it all the time, but then they tell you, oh, that's not our plan. So they're not trying to take our rights. They're trying to steal them under the radar, which just shows the despicable nature. But Martinez loved to brag. Who loves to brag? Scum. They always love to tell you, and it's just like in the cartoons with a bad guy, you know what I'm going to do to you now? And they give the plan. That's really how it works. It's in criminology. Now let's go ahead and play this clip.
Austin City Council member Mike Martinez.
Thank you so much. I've got a proclamation on the African-American City Council that we want to present, but I want to say a couple of words, and I'll be brief. First of all, to the gentleman that's dying for attention, someone needs to inform him that there is no gun ban currently. But because of the work that we're doing here today, we will make your sign legitimate shortly. So you hang on to that.
All right, and there's the thunderous jumps here for applause. And then it goes into the rest of my report showing more of them saying it. You can go to InfoWars.com. And see all of our articles. You can also go to drudgereport.com. We're in New York. They're now announcing they're going after everyone who's ever been on any type of antidepressant meds or meds, period, that are seen as anti-anxiety. And this is how it is. Get you in the system, then declare you mentally defunct. It's happening to the veterans. It's going to happen to everybody now. This is the full authoritarian takeover to persecute gun owners and libertarians. Okay, guys, Jakari Jackson, David Knight, walk through these clips. You've got the floor.
Well, we've got a couple of things here. First, to kind of talk about the crowd. We're going to talk about what Acevedo said when he attacked constitutional sheriffs and when he talks about, are we on the slippery slope with registration? We've got a couple of clips about that. But first, we want to show the crowd. So we got this, let's show this first clip here showing what really happened with that Second Amendment supporter there at that crowd.
Okay, so they believe in your Second Amendment, Bill of Rights, and realize that's what made this country great. And it's not about taking guns away from people. That's not going to do anything to stop crime. They need.
First of all, to the gentleman who's dying for attention, someone needs to inform him that there is no gun ban currently. But because of the work that we're doing here today, we will make your sign legitimate shortly. So you hang on to that.
He's saying F-U, a-hole. That guy right there.
Yeah, you can see him.
He's the instigator.
The issues that are...
Right. Wait, I've seen him before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've had... Oh, these are all... Yeah,
this is Acevedo comes down and gets around them, and now you'll see the police converge on these guys.
Look at Acevedo bugging his eyes out. That,
look at this. As he moves from one side to the other...
They're trying to cover his sign.
Front and back.
And they say that's the guy who's interrupting.
No, I mean, they physically assault him. I mean that lady really kind of a punch. Boom. You know how a woman will peck at you? That was a peck right there. She came in with a little pecker and, you know, pecked him.
The cops right there.
Yeah. Boy, that guy looks tough, that pro-gun guy.
Yeah, you saw the guy.
These idiots have no idea, because they're not going to stop. They're already announcing our kids are theirs. They just want a war. Yeah, they're going to get it, too.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm telling you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you saw the two guys, the pro-gun guys, were out there peacefully protesting. Now, when Martinez addressed them, they addressed Martinez back. And then you saw the younger guy behind him started yelling and cussing, and we had to bleep it out for our viewers. But they were saying, you know, F words and you a-hole and all this stuff to the guy.
Real loud.
Oh, yeah, real loud.
Yeah.
And then the cops come converge on the two guys who are minding their own business, not the young guy who's yelling and cussing.
Well, you've seen people that have gone out to these illegal immigration rallies where millions of illegals, some cases hundreds of thousands, but millions total are marching. I've got it in Endgame, the extra. And the guy is simply there protesting himself peacefully, and the cops beat him, blood's coming out of his face, and the illegals come over and taunt and join in, and the cops are like high-fiving him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a takeover, folks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And again, it's not to empower the illegals either. It's just all a takeover.
When you look at this, you see what their attitude toward the First Amendment is. You see what their tolerance is. I mean, they're making demands on everybody, and they don't have any respect for the First Amendment even when they have respect for the Second Amendment. And what they're doing with this guy in terms of standing in front of him and blocking him front and back is the same thing that Biden and these other guys are doing when we try to get the truth out there about the ammunition purchases and everything. They just hold up more signs in front of us and say, oh, you're crazy.
It'd be like if you came up to the bank, an old lady came up and saw guys in masks with bags of money, and she said, are you robbing the bank? And you're like, he's wearing a mask. He goes, no, ma'am, we're not. I mean, it's that level. Jakari?
Yeah, it shows that they want their voice to be heard, their angle to be heard, but if you have a differing opinion, they just completely shut them down.
You're absolutely right. What's the next clip?
Well, the next one we got is kind of a thing about... Go ahead, Jakari, you talk about it.
Oh, well, this one, the next clip is about somebody asked Acevedo, or he brings up the statement about the gun crime in Chicago. And he said, I'm tired of people bringing up gun crime in Chicago as, you know, a reason why they need their guns. So if we have that clip ready, we can go ahead and...
This is amazing. Go ahead.
And I'm tired of people saying this to the American people. If gun laws are so good and so effective, why is there so much gun violence in Chicago? Why is there so much gun violence in Philadelphia? I will tell you why. Because those guns are coming out from other parts of the country where we have a loophole that's bigger than the Grand Canyon. That's where those guns are coming from.
David, with regard to guns, we need to take away the reason that people are shooting one another.
That's right, and that's the key.
In Chicago, the superintendent of police says 80% of the killings are from gangs fighting over the control of drugs.
Exactly.
Doesn't that tell us something?
Yeah.
So if you want to talk about the control of drugs or you want to talk about guns, you need to take away the reason that the people are using the drugs and why the people are buying and using the guns.
And that's a former prosecutor you interviewed, but I just want to say this about Acevedo. Why don't we have that crime rate here? Because loophole guns could come here. Go ahead, Jakari.
No, that's the exact point. Like David brought up the point that if, let's say, they are getting their guns from Texas or wherever else, then we should have at least the same amount of crime that they have in Chicago.
Every one of these liberal cities is not liberal. These are mafia families. They bring in the drugs, the whores, the corruption, and then that's all that can, and the criminals all move there because less than half the murders get solved there. Well, Chicago's the place to go bust in houses and rape women.
By his argument, we should have a high crime rate because we have free access to guns, so it should be high or higher. But the other thing is that he wants to invoke Chicago. We've got a former prosecutor who was there for 43 years as a Cook County prosecutor.
In Chicago.
And he quotes the current Chicago police chief saying that 80% of the shootings in Chicago are because of drugs.
And you interviewed him last week. Give people his name.
Right. His name is Jim Gearock, and he's with Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. It's former prosecutors and former
police. And you can just see in his eyes, he's a caring, loving, good person. And then you look in the eyes of Martinez or Bloomberg, these are evil, power-tripping villains. I mean, you know a bad guy when they're that bad. They don't want to hide it. I mean, these are bad people. I mean, it's just like, come on.
When we look at the gun statistics that Piers Morgan puts out there, it needs to be said that the majority, like you said in Chicago, 80% of these gun shootings are because of drug prohibition.
And then they say, well, you don't care because it's the gangs. No, but gangbangers killing each other over government shipped in drugs. Don't take my guns.
That's right. That's right. But they want to turn it against a legitimate, peaceful gun.
Well, we've also got the statistic of the 49% drop in violent crime the last 20 years. That's the big secret, where the guns are. Jakari, tell us what's coming up after the break, the other clips.
After this break, we'll have a comparison of crowds to the moms, to some other events, and also Acevedo as he criticizes constitutional sheriffs and Acevedo's view on gun registration, and much more.
And continuing with guns, we've got the head of the... amazing, the rock stars to me, the Veritas Project, you know, the folks that blew up Acorn politically, they went out.
I'd say politically, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, they blew them up. They absolutely destroyed them. Now they've gone to the house of Piers Morgan, and guess what? He's got armed guards. I mean, these hypocrites make me want to throw up.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Nothing is more American than Diamond Gusset jeans. 100% American made since 1987. Soft and broken in from the start, yet more rugged and durable than any jean you've ever worn. Have you ever experienced mis-sized jeans from China? Well, you won't with Diamond Gusset. Every pair is crafted to fit exactly the same and always feel like they were custom made. Need a 35, 37, or 39 waist? How about a 31 inseam? We keep all sizes in stock for the fit you need. Looking for a relaxed fit, slim fit, regular fit, boot cut, or straight leg? We got you covered. Buy the world's best fitting jeans at Gusset.com or call 1-888-8-GUSSET. Get free Gusset targets for the next time you go to the shooting range with the purchase of their new Ranger jean. Use code COMFORT when ordering to receive free shipping on all Gusset orders at Gusset.com. That's Gusset.com to get only the best all-American jeans.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Alex Jones here back live. You know, I wanted to believe in Chief Artis. I think he's been in studio with me three or four times over the years. But I was like, if this guy's an operative, he's going to go to the top. This guy may be deep cover. And I'd said that to a lot of people behind the scenes here, and they all agreed. But now, I mean, he's like in the bosom of Obama, and he came out of the Justice Department as you know, as a state police officer, as one of their operatives spying on the police there. And I'm not against checks and balances, federal, state. It's just there's no checks now. It's the feds only taking over the state. Jakari, David Knight, you guys were at this 15 bureaucrat march, a million mom march, 15 bureaucrat march. You know, the wives and husbands of city council people and state bureaucrats and federal bureaucrats get into the fake signs. I've seen this at the UN where they have all the fake signs, they hand them out. That's the next clip, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the next clip.
Tell us about that.
Well, as we got there, my wife was there, and she just recorded some of it with her iPhone. And basically, they had handwritten signs that they were handing out to people. And we wanted to contrast that with the Day of Resistance, which was a pro-Second Amendment rally that was really a grassroots organization. And, you know, when they start doing things like this, the first thing that comes to mind is AstroTurf. You know, and quite frankly, this Moms Demand a Plan is very well financed. Their website is really top-notch. I mean, it, you know, the obviously when you look at the Day of Resistance, it was something that was thrown together.
No, it's a known Bloomberg front.
So we want to take a look at this. We got a clip of them handing out. Let's go to that.
This was fantastic. I have to tell you, we really missed Alex here today. It was a great crowd. Maybe 2,500 people.
That's correct.
It was just jam-packed with people.
That's Sheriff Mack.
Yes, Sheriff Mack.
Dedicated to the holy cause of liberty, as Patrick Henry called it.
This is the Day of Resistance, and you can see the real signs right there, real people.
That looks like 1,000 or more. I wasn't there. How many thousands?
They showed up with their own signs. I mean, they had them in the back of their trucks. There's a grandmother, mother, NRA life member.
Now, this is the most recent.
A staggering figure that surpasses other developments.
And listen here.
Thank you for making them.
Thank you for holding them. So they're handing out signs.
And they're all done looking different.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
It's something, you know, if you go to a Romney rally or a Ron Paul rally, they've got signs they hand out to people, and it's obviously that they're printed up, right? People are holding that. That's
They're all uniform. Then it's not deceptive. It's Ron Paul, boom, you know.
Right, but you make up a lot of different...
But if Ron Paul had a whole bunch of different ones that looked like they were grassroots and was fake, I mean, it'd be a scandal.
Yeah, you can see, like, that's the... you can see all the signs they have on the table right there.
For radio listeners, you can watch us right now streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv. This will be archived later in the day at PrisonPlanet.tv and then tomorrow at InfoWars.com for radio listeners. But this is powerful info because it shows it's all a fraud.
Right. Well, that's something that bears some more investigation about whether it's AstroTurf or not.
Exactly, exactly. We have more clips to get to. Our next clip is Acevedo as he criticizes constitutional sheriffs, people like Sheriff Mack. So the guys are ready with that clip. We can get that rolling.
Let's go to that clip.
You can't say that you stand for the Constitution as an elected sheriff, law enforcement official, as part of the executive branch, invoke the Constitution in terms of the Second Amendment, and turn around and absolutely ignore the rest of our 200 years of law that talks about the separation of powers. You are the executive branch, whether you like it or not. Your job is to enforce the law as passed by the legislative branch, as interpreted by the judicial branch, as it's carried out by the executive branch, and to say otherwise is hypocrisy. God bless you all. Thank you for being here.
If you analyze the statistics honestly, I think you'll see that it is better to have a government. However, those are immaterial. Those arguments mean nothing when you live in a country where the supreme law of the land completely and entirely forbids gun control in this country. All forms of gun control are against the law here. In my book, The Magic of Gun Control, there's a chapter that says gun control in America is against the law. We're going to need local officials, especially sheriffs, to tell the federal government there's just a few things you're not going to do in our county, and one of them is gun control. It's against the law.
And again, a lot of crowd noise there, but I mean, talk about what Acevedo is saying there. And again, we have a clip after the break. Biden is running around saying the black helicopter people think we're going to send the Secret Service into your states. They've got bills introduced that they're trying to ram through where they will send them in to go after sheriffs. I mean, it's just the same. It's a military tactic. We're not trying to take your guns, even though we are. There are no bullets. There is no bill for Secret Service to come into your state. I mean, they lie to you because you are seen as an enemy. This standard military operation.
Well, it's very interesting to see what Acevedo is doing. What he's doing is he's taking a system of checks and balances that wasn't just at the federal level. There were checks and balances, you know, where the people have a check and balance. They have the Second Amendment. They've got jury nullification. The states have a check and balance against the federal government. And what he's doing is he's taking away that system of checks and balances, and he's trying to substitute a rigid hierarchy that is federally based. And that's what his speech was about. That's why he attacked the constitutional sheriff.
All right, we've got our next guest coming up, but I want you guys to stay over and finish that last clip and talk about what we're facing here. But the big news is, and the video's up at InfoWars.com, of the Austin City Councilman who's hooked in with Bloomberg saying, we're going to register, then we're going to confiscate, and the crowd sharing. That video is coffin nails politically to these people. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I am your host again, Alex Jones. David Knight and Jakari Jackson are in studio here with me right now, and they went to the Mayor Bloomberg-sponsored and run Trader Convention a few days ago, and then Arde Saveda went up to be with Obama and Biden as one of their poster people calling for restrictions of the Second Amendment. And Councilman Mike Martinez said to people that had signs saying no gun ban, stop gun ban, he said, hey, we're not going to do that now. We're getting them registered now, but you're going to need that sign soon because we are going to do what's on your sign. And laughs at him, and the crowd cheers. And then I, in my report that's up on Infowars.com, show Feinstein saying the same thing. I mean, it's the disingenuousness of them. And I want to play a clip of Biden here before we go back to the other three short clips and then go to the head of the Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, who sent reporters out to the home of Piers Morgan, who has an armed response sign, meaning he has armed guards. So he uses guns to protect himself, but you shouldn't be able to. The all-out assault by these kleptocrats is accelerating right now. But here's Biden saying he's used to disinformation campaigns. See, Forbes, how the U.S. military would crush a Tea Party rebellion. DHS-funded course asks cops that they'll confiscate guns from Christians. I mean, that's in the Colorado newspapers. Fox News, Army labeled evangelicals as religious extremists. I mean, the Army's training to take on Christians. I told you this first. I'm the crazy man because I actually am freaked out knowing we got a bunch of authoritarians taking over. This is how they don't build a new car or a new computer or write a book to be popular. They take over and take your tax money. Okay? And these are authoritarians. These are not liberals. So here's Biden going, he knows about disinformation. There's no plan to use Secret Service on sheriffs. There's no New World Order. He just gave a speech. When, ladies and gentlemen, the bills are being introduced all over the place. Where the Secret Service operates now is your state police and goes after, quote, law enforcement. I mean, this is all, and they're like, it's not happening. It's not happening. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
Now the NRA is engaging in a campaign, which is, I'm not unaccustomed to, of disinformation to try to scare people. Let me read some of the things they're saying about background checks. They say, quote, we, the federal government, want to put every private firearms transaction right under the thumb of the federal government and keep all those names in a massive federal register.
They've been caught doing it before.
Kind of scary, man. Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
Keep it in Blacksburg, Virginia.
But guess what? They go on to say that universal background checks are, quote, an unworkable universal federal nightmare.
Of course.
Bureaucracy. That law-abiding citizens
don't
want.
They say the sun comes
up. They say even if we get a true universal background check, it will never keep criminals from buying guns. None of this is true.
Let me say something.
And I guess there's another clip I saw last night where he was talking about the Secret Service stuff. So they're just running around. Go ahead.
It's not the NRA that's saying that necessarily. It's the ACLU. No friend of the Second Amendment is saying that these background checks and this registry that they're setting up is really wrong, unconstitutional. It's the ACLU that's saying that as well as the NRA.
I know. But the thing is, how long they're not getting away with this. I was about to say, how long can they get away with it? Everyone knows that they make Bill Clinton look honest. I mean, the lying level of this group, it's just a bunch of criminals. It's like Akron, where the Project Veritas goes in, and they go, I want to run underage kids as slaves, sex slaves. And they're like, oh, we're here to help you. Yeah. And he goes to, I mean, it's just, and he goes to group after group, and they say that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just full-on criminals.
Yeah, they say, we'll help you, just don't tell anybody that we did. You know, it's completely ridiculous.
And because they're above the law.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll get to these last couple clips we have. Now, our next clip is number six. It's Acevedo's view on gun registration. Dave and I asked him the question, how would you feel about registering people who have never committed a criminal offense? So if we have that clip, we can go ahead and roll it.
Registration of people who have not been convicted of any crime?
You know what? I wouldn't have a problem with that because, to me, I register my car for a reason. That is so people know that's my vehicle, belongs to me, and if anybody is found with that vehicle and it gets run, then they know there's a problem. When I sell my vehicle, I do what's called release of liability. I transfer ownership. Again, I know that folks really believe that if we had registration of firearms, that that's the step right before confiscation. And my response to that is, the day the government wants to do something silly, like go around to over 300 million Americans and take guns and 300 sets of homes with different people, they'd go house to house anyway.
Now, as far as the registration, we've seen the confiscation. We've seen that in Hurricane Katrina, but we also have this article. California's gun repo men have a nerve-wracking job. And I'll just read this short section. Many states lack the ability to confiscate firearms because they don't track purchases as closely as California, which requires most sales to go through a licensed dealer to be reported. This is a quote, very, very few states have an archive of firearm owners like we do, says Winmute, who helped set up the program. So they're saying if we knew who had more.
I have CNN saying California has confiscated no guns. And then Don Salazar wrote an article for Infowars.com, right, which just then taking the guns and saying we use the database to get them.
Yeah, I mean, that's what this is right here. This is this article right here. California gun repo man having nerve.
You know what? This is so important. I want to bring you all back in the next hour to play the first clip where Martinez says, don't worry, we're going to register, then we'll get your guns. I want to have you back to finish up on this at the bottom of the next hour, guys. I'm going to go to our guest.
Okay.
Amazing. Great job, gentlemen. And we'll have this all together in one big report on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central, that I'm hosting. And one of you guys is doing the interview, right? Who are you interviewing tonight?
I believe we're talking about the Paul Revere interview, yeah. Was my understanding.
Oh, good, good. That'll be awesome. Yeah. All right, great job, gentlemen. We're going to have the reporters back in here after we take calls for the first 30 minutes of the next hour. I want to bring up James O'Keefe now of theprojectveritas.org, and in a minute we'll play him this clip of the Austin City Council member saying, first we're going to register, then we're going to take your guns. But when I was talking to them about a month ago, I said somebody ought to go out to Piers Morgan's house and see if, you know, he's got any bodyguards. And sure enough, he does. And he has Armed Response, which is a company that promises within 5 minutes to have an armored truck pull up with guys, you know, with semi-automatic assault rifles and handguns. And sure enough, he's got that sign that guns protect his home. Just amazing hypocrisy. And, of course, none of the media picked it up. Infowars.com covered it. DrudgeReport.com covered it. WorldNet Daily covered it. Drudge Report, of course, you know, picked up our story. But, James, good to have you back with us, my friend.
Great to be back with you, Alex.
What do you think of just the all-out hysterical assault on the Second Amendment and the unprecedented level of just lying about everything you're seeing and hearing?
Well, I think it's, as I was on your show last time, we talked about how they would not put a gun on their lawn that says this home is proudly gun-free. But now we're finding, you know, we're finding Armed Response security system signs on the property of Piers Morgan's. This is his Beverly Hills property. And we actually confronted Piers Morgan in the street outside of his CNN headquarters and asked him if he would be willing to help sign a pledge to remove guns from movies if any movie led to the death of any young child. So what I'm seeing is just that the people who want to take guns away are not willing to apply that to their own personal lives.
Now, we're going to roll some of this video for TV viewers out there that you guys shot. It's up at your Project Veritas site. If people want to see the whole thing, which I suggest they do, and share it. But for radio listeners, describe what your team did. Describe how you got the image of the fact that he has the sign saying he has an armed response security system. I mean, this is classic over-the-top hypocrisy.
Yeah, this was in a very, very expensive area of Beverly Hills. And we called the Armed Security Response Systems Company. That's on the sign to determine exactly what it means to be armed. And she wouldn't give me too much information. This is the spokesperson, but she did say that there is the option to have private armed security show up if the response is triggered, if the alarm is triggered. So it is definitely the height of hypocrisy. It's not a surprise. You know, most of these journalists are very anti-gun in their messaging, but in their personal lives, they turn out to be pretty pro-gun, actually. So I think we need to be doing more of just exposing the media's hypocrisy, because it is the media that is doing this.
Yeah, I need to put you in contact with a group that has surveillance footage of Piers Morgan. I have the footage, but I haven't run it past legals normally myself, but I wanted to have it checked before I did anything. Well, we've had it about a month. It's Piers Morgan behind the scenes shooting guns, talking about how much he'd love to live in Texas and have guns like this. And it's high-def surveillance footage of him, and I just haven't released it yet. I guess I've now released the fact that we have that footage. There's no end to it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's funny you're saying legal. I mean, you know, we deal with legal issues all the time. We're very careful not to cross the line. I mean, we didn't release Piers Morgan's personal address, but we did look up property deeds. And incidentally, he's got property in Calabasas, California, Beverly Hills, California. He works in New York. Some of them are registered under different names, but this is in a very ritzy area of Beverly Hills. But, you know, their paycheck is more important than the principles. They're not willing to live up to the courage of their own principles. In fact, personally, in their own lives, they're very pro-gun, and then publicly, they're anti-gun. So they're not only hypocrites, they're frauds.
It's pretty incredible to sit there and see this unfold. Do you think they're going to succeed? They say it's razor's margin in the Senate with this bill they've got, but they've set up this idea that every time there's a new shooting, it's gun owners' fault. like every time someone gets stabbed with an X-Acto knife, like at Lone Star College in Texas, 12 people, it's the fault of anyone that owns butcher knives. I mean, it's just so asinine, but are they going to succeed with their war against reality?
Well, I think that one of the things that helps them is they say that it's for the children. And there's a lot of propaganda in the news about being for the children. They're always talking about children. And that's one of the things I think that we framed the debate in a very interesting and different way. This time around, we actually went up to these people and actually said, well, it's for the children. You know, edit out guns from movies. We try to make a point about the absurdity. But I think the fact that they frame it as for the children is really what takes it into a realm where you really can't disagree with them. And I think we need to be saying, you know, what we want to do is for the children. We need to be, you know, turning it on its head. But it's definitely out of control.
Our story is up at drudgereport.com right now for anybody that would like to go there under the image of the former Congressman Wiener. Police confiscating firearms from people taking anti-anxiety medication. Now they're saying, and the State House is talking about this, and of course that's the model of the country, New York, for gun confiscation, as they brag, that they are going to go after everybody's guns who's ever been on any anti-anxiety. If you've ever had a prescription for Valium 30 years ago, they're now digitizing those records. They're like, hey, you know, you're stressed out. Quit drinking. Take some Valium. You know, a doctor recommends that. Or here, you know, you had a car wreck or your wife died. Here, you know, go on Luvox. And then you don't like it, you get off. And then they're going to say everybody is mentally ill and take their guns. Are you concerned this could cause a civil war? Because I'm here to tell you, Homeland Security is training for a civil war. They're preparing for a civil war, while Biden is saying that they're not, but they are. I mean, what do you? I mean, do they have dreams of grandeur that they could be like Hitler or Stalin?
You're asking me?
Yes, sir.
I don't know what exactly they're preparing for, but I think the priority for us right now, the priority for citizen journalists, is to take it directly to the media. Take it directly to Piers Morgan's front lawn. Take it directly outside of his office in Time Warner in New York. Take the fight right to these journalists because they control the message.
Because they're not journalists. They're not journalists. They were assaulting one or two pro-gun guys in Austin, and then on the news said they caused a problem at the anti-gun rally. And then they said, we're going to register. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead. It's just they're so deceptive. I mean, they're the bad guys, is my point.
That's what people don't seem to understand. I mean, yes, there's a lot of government fraud and lying going on, but I think the priority is to take it directly to the journalists, take it to their doorsteps, take it to their companies, point out the hypocrisy in their personal lives, and that will ultimately discredit them, and it'll have a huge impact on any legislative battle because the media owns the message. So I think that the priority of Project Veritas is to highlight the hypocrisy of the journalists themselves. There needs to be more people doing that. People don't think they underestimate the power of our media, the power of the hypocrites at CNN and these other places.
Well, so I mean, CNN and all the media numbers that come out every month show this. All of the dominant media is no longer dominant. They're a shadow of their former self. I mean, Larry King 15 years ago had 10 million viewers some nights. When he left, it was 1.5 million, and now Piers Morgan's lucky if he gets 500,000. And I guess we just don't put on airs. Your videos are seen millions of times. My films have been seen hundreds of millions of times just on YouTube alone. I reach 1 million people an hour. That, by the way, is a very conservative number because I want to be conservative. 3 million a day, 15 million a week, one way or another. I mean, maybe I should dress in royal robes and wear a crown like these people basically do because they are the mouse that roared.
Well, they still have a lot of power, ABC, NBC, CBS News. They still carry an amplifone and a megaphone. And I think that, you know, a lot of people, they do watch our videos. They do get the message. But a lot of other people are just sort of, still watching network news. And,
sure, but what I'm saying is, yes, you're right. They still have power if they all gang up and say the same thing in the same order. But even that's not working. I mean, you've seen the White House publicly admitting that, quote, Drudge is quote, causing them to not even be able to talk to anybody. I mean, one website has got them literally crapping their pants.
That's right. And I think there's a lot of people are afraid. You know, there's a lot of citizen journalists know, Drudge was a pioneer, but a lot of them are afraid. And I think we got to get just stick together and break stories that force that they got to force the media to talk. And the way that I found with our stories to force the media to talk about what we're doing and force them to cover it is to talk about the media, is to expose the media and expose the fraud like we did at NPR, like we did with the To Catch a Journalist series, like we did with the recent signs on the lawns of journalists like Piers Morgan. Go after, investigate the journalists, and you will, I think you'll break through that media firewall and actually get onto some of these mainstream
programs. Exactly, exactly. That's what they're afraid of, is you exposing the man behind the curtain. And that's what the White House in memos and in public statements, some of them came out last week, I'm sure you saw that, where the main, you know, chief advisor to Obama said, we can't control the narrative. And then he used Drudge as kind of a catch-all, as the top of the pyramid. I mean, it shows they're not all powerful.
Yeah, they're not all powerful. There are cracks. There are cracks in their messaging system. But what you have to do is you have to force a consequence. You have to. And some of your reporting has. Reporting has got to force a government reaction, and that government reaction we picked up in the wires. That's what we do at Project Veritas. We did voter fraud investigations all last year. It forced investigations.
And they tried to put you in prison.
They tried to. They issued criminal grand jury subpoenas against me for exposing the fact that the attorney general's ballot was offered to a complete stranger. They have tried to issue criminal grand jury subpoenas when I exposed dead people, where ballots were given out in the names of dead people in places like New Hampshire. But what happened, which is interesting, is that a couple states changed their laws and it forced the media to report on the fact that the laws are being changed.
That's right.
So they drag their heels because they don't want to talk about these. They don't want to talk about the facts.
They want to deny it while they get their takeover done. Stay there. Let's come back and talk more about how to get on the offensive with Mr. O'Keefe of the...
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got one. You're the devil in disguise.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to control myself to not literally become crazed on air. And it's because I'm the type of guy who's real laid back fishing, laid back with my wife, my kids, real calm my whole life until somebody starts something with me. And then I turn into an absolute maniac. I mean, it's just my instincts. You come over and punch me in the nose, you may kick my butt, but you better get ready to be attacked 110%. You know, blackout time. And that's why I start hyperventilating and yelling and screaming, because these people are a bunch of lying crooks butchering everything, and I'm sick of them, and I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of all their memos saying they're going to ban our guns once they register them. They've done it all over the world. They've done it in New York, Chicago. And then I send my crew out to the anti-gun Bloomberg thing here in Austin, and they've got the mayor pro tem up there that, you know, flies around with the globalist, with the police chief who was with Obama and Biden yesterday, saying, to as they had people slap and hit and grab. We showed the video earlier. The reporters, the citizen activists that are out there with a sign saying, no gun ban. And then the news says the pro-gun people caused a disturbance. They lie about that. And then they say, no one wants your guns in the newscast. And actually show Martinez, who said, hey, your sign, that we're not taking your guns now, but after we finish this work, we are. And then we're going to get your guns. So you're going to need that sign. Here's the clip. I want to get James O'Keefe's comment on this and talk about what's coming up next with the ProjectVeritas.org. Here it is.
Austin City Council member Mike Martinez.
Thank you so much. I've got a proclamation on behalf of the Marion City Council that we want to present, but I want to say a couple of words, and I'll be brief. First of all, to the gentleman who's dying for attention, someone needs to inform him that there is no gun ban currently. But because of the work that we're doing here today, we will make your sign legitimate shortly. So you hang on to that.
And he's somebody that's called for taking the guns. That's from a larger report I did. James, what do you say to that, where they'll admit they want to get the guns, but then they lie on the news and say, oh, we don't want your guns, we come in peace?
I would go to that guy. I mean, that, you know, Saul Alinsky would say a tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. But when it comes to that guy, I'd love to go to his house and offer one of our "This home is proudly gun-free" signs. And see if he'd be willing to live up to his own book of rules. I doubt he'd be willing to do that.
No, I know a little bit about the Martinez family from folks I know. Reportedly, they packed the heat. But I guess he just wants our guns. He wants the only guy with a gun.
He probably wants to. You know, a lot of these people, it's guns for me, but not for thee. So it's really about aristocracy. It's about the elites versus the people. And exactly. So we need to expose that. Our reporters need to expose the aristocracy, the elitism, and the disconnect between the people in power and the people who aren't.
I know you're always doing big stuff. What's coming next?
We've got about 5 major investigations. We've got something on Bloomberg. We're working on some federal programs. Some other stuff I can't even talk about. I mean, I'm going to be releasing a book in June. It's called Breakthrough. It is an adventure story about all the things we've done, all the various government in organizations we've infiltrated, and the reaction, and how to survive. It's a hopeful story.
What a great book. It's a blueprint on how to become real citizen journalists like you've done.
It's a hand guide. It's a field manual and how to break through the media firewall. It's really important not just to break stories that actually get covered by the
media. So Saul Alinsky dedicated his book to Lucifer, How to Use Deception and Evil. They use that. You're writing a handbook, How to Use Good, dedicated to God. We'll be right back in 60 seconds with our guest.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.